Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For nearly 100 years, the Stockton Symphony has been a melodic constant in San Joaquin County, among the oldest continuously operating professional orchestras in California. And at the heart are the people behind the music. Earlier this year, the symphony faced heartbreak after their CEO, Philip West, unexpectedly passed away. We talked with the Stockton Symphony during that time to honor Philip. But now, the symphony is starting its 97th season with a new chapter in leadership. Music director and conductor Peter Jaffe joins us ahead of the season opener, which kicks off this weekend, and we welcome the new CEO of the Stockton Symphony, Scott Watkins. Good morning. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for having us here.
And I know we're going to be looking forward, but if listeners are just learning of this, remind us of Philip West's legacy on the Stockton Symphony.
We worked together actually twice. He was our ED, our executive director from 2003 to 2007. And then after spending almost a decade with the Memphis Ballet, he came back to the Stockton Symphony, and we had a wonderful partnership rekindling that wonderful business and personal relationship. It was great working with Philip, and he helped us devise so many great new programs, even during the pandemic, where we would have a little small ensemble go visit a donor on their front lawn or something like that. And we've continued those small ensemble programs where we visit Boys and Girls Clubs and things like that to this day. And so it was very sad and unexpected that it was just a minor operation that he went in for at the end of last February, and it just went south. Mm-hmm. And it was very tragic, and we all mourned his loss. We were so grateful to you, Vicky, for reaching out and bringing us and on the station and doing that memorial tribute. In the past 6 months, it's been absolutely amazing. The staff really rallied. We all took on a little bit more duties to fill in while we were mounting the search. And we had a very good end to the season. We dedicated a few concerts to Philip. And we ran a very extensive search. And it's so wonderful to be able to introduce our new CEO, the result of that search, Mr. Scott Watkins. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to bring him here to meet you and to meet our whole Cap Radio audience.
Before we get to Scott, what stood out about Scott?
You know, first of all, he has some amazing achievements with other orchestras he's led, and he's been in the orchestra business for many years. But his personality is also fantastic. He just knows that one of the most important things in our business is developing relationships, and he really hit all those marks.
So, Scott, I believe you're coming from out of state, correct? Landing here at the Stockton Symphony. What stood out about the Stockton Symphony?
Well, the Stockton Symphony has such great quality of musicians. That's unusual. I mean, a lot of other locations, you're really hurting in some areas. And here you have so much talent and so much ability in the Bay Area that you can draw on and provide this high quality music for people to listen to.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Sure.
Throughout professional orchestras.
Well, my journey started when I was in the fourth grade.
way back.
That's right. I was a budding musician. I wanted to be a musician. My dad took me to look at instruments and to pick one out. And so I was gravitating to the percussion area. You know, I was really interested in that and banging on things. And he looked at the price tag and immediately turned me around and showed me what a clarinet looked like. A little bit less expensive and probably easier on the ear for him, at least, as I started out on my music training. But so I became a clarinetist and got pretty good at it. And had wonderful experiences at universities and training and with performing with many different orchestras and wind bands. And so eventually ended up in my training at the University of North Texas. And my wife and I had five children, and we decided that we probably needed insurance. And that's when I started working at the Dallas Symphony so that I could help provide for the family. And that kicked off really my administrative career. I never thought I was going to go that direction, but ended up doing that. But music is still in my blood. I still play. And my wife is a vocalist, and we love music. It's in our home all the time.
Well, Peter, that brings me to, you know, the season opener, you know, for 2023, 2024. How was it working together on this?
Well, we already had it designed before we brought Scott on board. But I know he loves it, the idea that we're going to do. First of all, we really want to always hook in with how we connect with our audiences. And so we're actually having a party 1 hour before each actual performance time. So, for instance, we're running two performances this weekend on the 23rd at 7:30. So that means the party starts at 6:30. Or on Sunday at 2:30, which means the party starts on the patio at 1:30. Each time we're going to have the Cesar Chavez High School Jazz Band playing out on the patio. We'll have refreshments and a great kind of gathering of the crowd. And then when we get inside, we've got a program that's kind of compact variety. We're starting with Brazil, and I don't know if we have time to play a little.
Yeah, Barroso. Well, we can play a little.
Ari Barroso. Okay.
You can go ahead and set us up.
Why don't we give just a little. This has become almost like the unofficial national anthem of Brazil. Mm-hmm. This song is so famous. Kudos. If you hear this in the radio audience and you recognize it, you get one brownie point.
How do you not feel good listening to that?
Yeah, we're really hoping it'll tap everybody's toes. The next piece on this program, we don't have a clip for because there's no way to actually duplicate it in the radio audience. But you know how in live performances, we're always concerned about our cell phones. We want to make sure not to make a faux pas. This concert is probably going to be the first and perhaps last time when we insist that everybody in the audience have their cell phones on. Because we're going to have a sound clip that lasts just about a minute for this piece. The total piece length is around 12 minutes, but it was written by a Chinese-American composer named Tan Dun. It's called Passacaglia, Song of Wind and Birds. And there's a little one-minute clip that we'll have available by a link or by a QR code. And, you know, people will get it in an email blast beforehand, or we'll have the QR code there at their performance. So there's a certain point in the piece when we want everybody in the audience to actually have this clip on their cell phone and play it live. And it's not supposed to be synchronized. So if everybody's a split second off or so and it's kind of phased, that's on purpose. It'll be kind of like a really elegant jungle of sounds of ancient Chinese instruments and birds.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Adding some interactivity with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful kind of artistic device and a really new age way to hook in with. I mean, everybody's engrossed in their phones, right? And so instead of it being a taboo, we're saying, hey, you get to use it. The next piece on the program is the piano concerto by Maurice Ravel, and we've got a wonderful piano soloist, Stanislav Krishtenko, who's actually Ukrainian in heritage, and just hearing his life story is so heartwarming. You know, he's still got family over there. But he's actually playing the third time in Stockton. He's become like a local favorite, and he's a Cleveland competition winner. I mean, he's got an international career going. And he's playing this lovely concerto by Ravel, which actually is infused even with a little bit of jazz elements, crossover with Gershwin.
Yeah. Let's take a listen. Thank you. I love it. You're definitely bringing the drama, you know,
yeah.
From both pieces. We only have 2 minutes left, and I want to get to the third one that you sent. This one is Tchaikovsky 1812 Overture.
It's a curious quirk of independent stage LI4 programs that, you know, for decades and decades, we've ended after a bunch of, Americana with Philip Sousa marches and everything. We'll often end with the 1812 Overture because its thematic content is really all about victory over oppression, which is a universal concept. And so it's a great way to end this blockbuster concert. And we really hope people will come out to celebrate the opening of the 97th season of the Stockton Symphony. And I really wanted to bring Scott here today because we're so delighted that he's here, this new CEO, and we're just so delighted he's here. I hope people can come out and meet him.
Thank you so much, Scott. It was great meeting you.
Hey, nice meeting you too.
And that is Peter Jaffe, the music director and conductor of the Stockton Symphony, joined by the new CEO, Scott Watkins, ahead of the season opener, which kicks off this weekend. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We will catch you back here tomorrow.